Has the world finally said enough? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In parts of Africa, all over France, and especially in Paris, hundreds of thousands of people decided that the best answer to terrorism was unity.
As I keep saying, the silent majority in this country has finally found its voice.
I agree, and I think another thing is that it's very much to the glory of France.
Demonstrations in France are common and can be pretty divisive, like last year's massive rally against gay marriage. But it's Sunday's rally, which was broadcast live on France 24. There were Israelis and Palestinian leaders linking arms, and Muslims openly rejecting any religious justification for the attack on Charlie Hebdo.
On the Statue de la République, Place de la République, on the statue, you've got demonstrators with a banner saying, we are French, we are Muslim, and we want to show our solidarity with Charlie Hebdo. Clearly, the Muslim community here wants to show the world that the French Muslim community has no links with the fanatics that carried out these attacks on French soil.
And there seems to be a growing feeling among Muslims that something has to be done to show that Islam is not inherently violent.
Democratic societies are stable. We don't resort to violence for change. So freedom of speech is our lifeblood.
That's former Islamist turned author Majid Nawaz, who was himself a recruit to radical Islam, wrote a book about getting out, and is now a candidate for the British Parliament.
And the problem are a bunch of people, bigots, theocratic fascists, who believe in a God so great. And if that God is so great, then I'm sure that that God, Allah, can look after himself and doesn't need these ill-educated, theocratic fascists to murder people in his name.
One surprise was that even the top clerics in arch-conservative Saudi Arabia condemned the attacks in France. But in a country where the power of the rulers is based on religious law, the condemnations of extremism can only go so far. That same Saudi government on Friday whipped a young blasphemer 50 times in a public square in the city of Jeddah. And that'll happen 19 more times, after which the young man will serve 10 years in prison on grounds he insulted Islam by posting, quote, blasphemous phrases on his Facebook page.